Welcome to the EQ Fit Podcast. Our mission is to equip people to prosper in every aspect of their life. Whether you're at home or in the workplace, we explore practical ways of improving success, satisfaction, finding balance, and building enjoyable and beneficial relationships. Thank you for joining us. We are focusing on the third major category of emotional intelligence, and that is motivation. And motivation in this terminology is different than what our societal definition of motivation might be. So I want to give you some specifics about what I mean by motivation as we look at this. In the realm of achieving goals and maintaining productivity, the role of motivation cannot be overstated. Understanding the sources of motivation, particularly distinguishing between external and internal motivation, is absolutely crucial for us to understand how motivation works. Recent research in emotional intelligence highlights this difference, and it also highlights the impact on our energy levels. I want to talk about energy levels specifically because motivation is great and it provides energy, but if we don't have much motivation, we're not going to have much energy, and energy is the fuel that we need to get things done. So let's talk a little bit more about external versus internal motivation, and then I'm going to relate this in a story that I want to share with you, a personal story. External motivators include things like recognition, monetary rewards, social media, validation. That's a big one nowadays. And even I have fallen into that trap. I do like to get validated on social media. I want my likes and I want my shares and my reposts. So yeah, I get that. These can be a temporary boost in motivation, but their effect is usually fleeting. It doesn't last a long time. You know, a pay raise or social media likes or shares, they may energize us briefly, but this motivation tends to diminish fairly quickly. In contrast, internal motivation is derived from within, ourselves, and is linked to our core beliefs and values. This form of motivation is more sustainable and has a profound impact on our daily energy levels and really our overall life satisfaction. Emotional intelligence research emphasizes the importance of internal motivation, or what some call intrinsic motivation, in fostering positive emotions and energy required for long-term success. So how does this work? And I have explained this before, but I'm going to do it now because we're actually getting a lot more listeners, and thank you, all of you, for listening. I really do appreciate it. There's my external validation. Thank you very much. Let me walk you through this process. It's really important to understand it because if you can understand the process, the way that internal motivation is generated, then you can actually do that for yourself. You can enhance the amount of internal motivation that you have. So first, where it starts is our beliefs and our worldview. Our internal motivation starts with our beliefs about ourselves, what we think to be true about ourselves and our place in the world. That's where it starts, from those beliefs. Well, what happens next? Well, we set rules and we set standards that we want to live our life by. That's where those beliefs come in. They help us set those rules and set those standards that we live by. And then out of those things comes our self-talk. And I've shared before, and I'll share it again now, self-talk is an incredibly powerful force in your life. it is heavily influenced by our beliefs and values, by the rules that we live our lives by. It plays a critical role in shaping our motivation. And I think that's a really important place to stop for just a second and think about that. If you think about self-talk, the nature of our self-talk can either drain or enhance our motivation. Negative self-talk, like I can't do this, or oh great, another failure, I failed again, that depletes our internal well of motivation. So if you think of a like a water well where you go draw water from a well, if that well is dry, if that is the motivation well and it's dry, there's nothing to pull on, then you've got a real problem. You've got an energy deficiency. Conversely, though, positive self-talk, like I can learn from this or I'll try it even if it's challenging, that can replenish your well of motivation, boosting energy levels, boosting our drive. And isn't that what we want? Let me share something with you, and you may have had similar experiences in your life. There have been times when I just felt like giving up. Most of those were preceded by some major negative or traumatic event. I remember a specific time when I lost a job due to the company that I was working for getting bought out. I had just been awarded Sales Manager of the Year. I had taken my division from last place to first place in a short 12 months. As I sat across the table from the VP of Sales and he gave me the news, I literally could not hear another word out of his mouth for several minutes. I just could not hear him. It was like that Charlie Brown moment in the classroom when the teacher's going, wah, 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 and it was just not registering. And I had just gone from a major win. I mean, that was a lot of work, and it was a huge achievement to go from last place to first place for the entire sales team that I was running at the time. And then it just felt like a major loss. This huge, unbelievable loss that happened. Well, let's go further into this real, true story and share with you some of what happened to me in that. In that moment, it felt like all of my energy drained away. Have you had a similar experience where something, you got some news or something major happened and it just felt like your entire energy supply drains away and you can barely sit or stand or wherever you are at that moment. It's just like the whole world falls out from underneath you. I literally felt sick. It was impossible to think clearly. And that's one of the things I know today, that it's impossible to think clearly when you have this massive emotional overload going on. I honestly do not remember if I said anything or not, or if I did, I have no idea what I said. How was I going to tell my wife what had just happened? How would I support my family going forward? These are the types of thoughts that go through your mind at a time like this. Then the emotions really started to kick in. Fear, anxiety, stress, those were some of the first emotions that I was feeling in that moment. And I can still go back to that moment in my mind, and I can still feel those emotions. And by the way, that's going to be an important part of this story here in just a minute. In that moment, when I was feeling all of these things, thankfully, those emotions do diminish in their intensity given some time. I wish I knew then what I know now about emotional intelligence skills like navigating emotions, intrinsic motivation, and exercising optimism. I really, really struggled with emotions that kept me stuck for longer than I would have liked. Here's the next set of emotions that kicked in. Now, a few days have gone by, okay? And so I'm still processing this, trying to figure out what in the world. I was really struggling, but now a different set of emotions starts to set in. Resentment and anger are what had been those new emotions that showed up, and those were the primary emotions I was having in that moment and in that time frame, where they were really keeping me stuck. They were holding me back. Now, here's the problem when you relive an event, and we all do this, when we have something like that happen, it is human nature to go back over it again and again and again. What could I have done differently? What did I do wrong? How could I have changed things? Why did this have to happen to me? All of that is very natural. And frankly, it's just like quicksand. You get stuck in it and you cannot get yourself out of it. That resentment and that anger continued to be rekindled every time I relived the event in my mind. Now, that created a pattern for me that made it more difficult to get out of being stuck. And that is very natural as well. The longer we allow things like that to go on, the harder it is to break out of that pattern, because that pattern then becomes a habit, and it's very difficult sometimes to break out of that. I was finally able to break out of all of that when I reconnected with my deepest held beliefs, values, and goals for my life. These reminded me that a job does not define me. That the phrase, "Oh, you did so good," or "Oh, I can't believe you made sales manager of the year, what an incredible job," all of those things I heard from people, that appreciation, all of that, I realized those are short-lived. Yes, it was great, it was fun, it was enjoyable to get that praise and that appreciation. But those are external motivators, and those are short-lived. What pulled me out of that dark place I was in was my internal motivation, my beliefs and values, the goals that I had for my life, the rules that I want to live my life by, those things that were the deepest part of me. This actually enhanced my self-awareness. This situation really helped me enhance my self-awareness. I realized that while I cannot control the circumstances or even the emotions that I have about those circumstances, I can control how I respond. And that was motivating. I was able to restore my energy and my focus on more productive things. More importantly, I was able to let go of the hurt and the resentment toward people who were really probably just trying to do the best they could under difficult circumstances. The lesson I learned from this experience is that I control what I do with what comes my way. Life has speed bumps. Looking back, I can see that these speed bumps were actually an opportunity to slow down enough to go in a new direction. I have been blessed that these new directions in my life have led to more enjoyable and rewarding experiences and opportunities. So, I guess in some ways I'm thankful for those speed bumps. If I could go back and talk to my younger self and build some skills into my younger self that would help, how would I do that? Internal motivation is a great place to start. It's actually an internal resource that we can build up in ourselves so it is available to us when we come across these speed bumps in life. First, I would start with assessing beliefs and rules. Make sure those are in the right place. Guess what? Your beliefs are your beliefs. If you want to change them, you can. Your rules are the rules that you make for yourself. You can change those if you want to. So examine the beliefs and the rules that could possibly be draining your motivation. Transform your self-talk. That's the second thing I would tell my younger self. Shift your self-talk towards a more positive and motivating narrative. Self-talk is profoundly powerful, more than most people really understand. And then regular evaluation is the third step here. Continuously evaluate and adjust beliefs, rules, and self-talk to maintain high levels of internal motivation, because that internal motivation is the only motivation you can count on when things get really tough. So the role of emotional intelligence in all of this, we've talked some about it. I want to get more specific. Emotional intelligence plays a vital role in recognizing and altering our self-talk and our beliefs. The more that we're self-aware, which is the first major category of emotional intelligence, the more we can self-regulate, which is the second major category. And that means then we can increase our motivation, which is the third major category of emotional intelligence. Developing this competency enhances our ability to sustain internal motivation, which is pivotal for long-term success and fulfillment. Now, there are specific emotional intelligence competencies and skills that are primary drivers of internal motivation. The first one's going to be a no-brainer. It's called intrinsic motivation. What is it? Gaining energy from personal values and commitments versus being driven by external forces. Why is it important? People who require external reinforcement to be motivated are always at the mercy of others' approval or reward systems. This ultimately reduces self-efficacy. Engaging intrinsic motivation, however, really helps you to develop and use lasting inner drivers. So you're building up this internal resource and stockpiling it for those times when you need it. This allows you to stand up, challenge the status quo, take risks, and persevere when the going is tough, when we hit those speed bumps. And it helps you inspire that in other people. The second emotional intelligence competency slash skill is exercise optimism. Taking a proactive perspective of hope and possibility, or looking to the future with hope and possibility. Why is this important? This learned way of thinking, that's a very important phrase. It is a learned way of thinking. Plus feeling gives you ownership of your decisions and outcomes. Everyone uses both optimistic and pessimistic styles of feeling plus thinking. Some tend to use one more often than the other. An optimistic outlook increases the pool of choices and the opportunity for success. This provides a solution-oriented approach, it helps you to innovate, and it allows you to engage others' positive energy. Optimism helps you see beyond the present and take ownership of the future. So as we kind of close this out, while external motivators have their place, the key to sustained motivation and energy lies within us. Cultivating internal motivation through emotional intelligence and mindful self-talk can lead to more consistent and fulfilling achievements. Do you want to be able to navigate life's speed bumps better? I know I do. Start by building internal motivation, the fuel that keeps you going no matter what the road ahead looks like. Thank you for joining us for this episode. If you have any questions about this week's episode, or maybe a suggestion for future episodes you'd like us to explore, please contact us through our website at eqfit.org. For more information and inspiration, connect with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube at eqfit.org.